Doesn't hurt, just my voice is tired. So again, they're called lessons, and today is December 27th, I think, right? 2017, and we're doing lesson number 359. It's called the Tandem with Bending the Knees. So the first thing we're gonna do is check in with how you're lying on your back today. So the first thing we do is become aware of how you're lying on the floor. And as you become aware of that, asking yourself some of the questions are, what part of me is resting on the floor? Are there parts of me not resting on the floor? And then often where our mind drifts to is about a level of comfort, right? So, oh, this part of me is comfortable. Oh, but this part of me is sore or hurts. So there's a variety of ways for you to draw attention to yourself, right? And you can choose any way that shows up for you, and then maybe take it a little bit level deeper. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so something maybe hurts. Is it a tightness? Is it a soreness? Or it's a discomfort you've been dealing with for a while. And is there another part of you that might be related to that? So you just keep on taking your level of awareness about you deeper. And in this level of awareness, the best way to approach it is curiosity. Right? Just have curiosity. You don't need to solve it, and you actually don't even need to understand it. But you're just kind of like, wow, this is kind of interesting. My right shoulder, my left hip. Huh, opposite sides. That's a form of curiosity. So just explore yourself right now with, again, how you're making contact with the floor, how you feel yourself today, and then we'll proceed into the lesson. It is mighty warm in here. And then from that, I'm going to draw your attention to your breath and your breathing. Okay, so what I mean by that is there's actually four parts to your breath. So we have what we call the inhalation, and at the end of your inhalation is a pause. And then we have the exhalation, and at the end of your exhalation is also a pause. So I don't want you to change your breath, make it larger, smaller. I just want you to become aware of these four parts. Become aware of your inhalation. And do you inhale in your chest or your belly or a combination? Sensing the pause, and then as you go into your exhalation. And then the pause. And as you continue to observe your breath and your breathing, you're now going to draw awareness and attention to, on the front side of you, I'm going to talk about this area called the tandem. And so it's the area between your pubic bone and your belly button. So just start to bring awareness to where that space is, because we're going to work with that today. And if you were to drop through your front side to the back side, right, that's right where the lower back is. So there's this connection back to the front side of where your diaphragm is, right in that tandem area, and it attaches to your lower back, your spine, which is on the back side. And so I'm going to use the word frequently, people that have pretty chronic lower back issues can also have breathing issues. And breathing issues, meaning like holding. And often we go into states of holding or kind of shutting down our breath and breathing, tension, stress, uncomfortableness, and it all kind of houses in this area. So I just felt like this is a really nice time to bring some openness and movement to that area. So now that you're aware of that area, you're going to bend your knees and you're going to bring your feet to standing. And as soon as you do, you'll notice that does change your lower back, and your lower back becomes a little flatter. Okay, so it's maybe a little more comfortable for most of you. And what we're going to do is we're going to work with what we've done before. Many of you know this, of where we're going to actually take in a breath and hold it. And we're going to do what Moshe called a seesaw movement with the breath, where you're going to push and pull it from your belly up to your chest. And it's going to give you a sense of your diaphragm starting to work and protruding your belly. So how you do this is you think of taking a breath in, take a big breath in, and you hold your breath. And I personally like to take the breath in my chest. So I make my chest really big, and you hold the breath. You do not exhale, and then you push the breath down to your belly, because your diaphragm's a muscle. And then you're going to pull it back up. So there's no movement in the pelvis. Like, you don't tilt your pelvis at all. It's all with your breath. And then, so I'll come around and help you. I know, Lynn, Laura, you know this too, right? Did we do this with you in the summer? So I know Lynn knows it. Okay. So can you, do you want me to get a little something for under your head so your arms can be down?
Oh, I'll just put
it on. Yeah, okay. So take in a breath, fill your lungs. Now hold it, and now push it down to your belly. Push. No, push your breath down. Push. Nope, that's pulling in. Push. There you go. Now pull it back up. But don't breathe. So you go, you take in a breath, and then you do this. Okay? Try it. That's it. But I want you to push bigger down. That's it. There.
Okay.
So you push, pull about 3 or 4 times. And Kevin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Pull it up. Up, up. This is up.
Yep.
And now push it down. There. Pull it up. Excellent, Kevin. Push it down. Do it again. Excellent. So you do that 3 or 4 times and you let your breath go. Okay, so take a breath in here, hold it, and now push it down here. There you go. Now pull it back up and push it back down. Excellent. So you do that 3 or 4 times, release your breath, kind of pause, and then I'd like you to repeat it again.
So is that like more using your stomach muscles?
It's using your diaphragm. Okay, I know. It's like, what is the diaphragm? So keep on, I'll keep talking. You keep exploring it. So you take a breath in, you hold the breath, and when you push your belly out, so no, it's not any of your, quote, abdominal muscles. When the belly expands, that is your diaphragm. And you will feel in your lower back arches. And the reason it does is because the diaphragm's attached to it. So when the belly pushes out, you get a little arch in the lower back. So you want to look for that. So when I say look for it, you want to pay attention to feeling that. So on the flip side, when you're pulling the belly in to expand the chest, the lower back really flattens and gets tight. Hence, people that are pulling their bellies in and holding their breath, their lower back is tight. So for some people, just freeing up the diaphragm frees up all lower back problems. But they're holding. And again, people hold their breath because of stress, tension, and then the biggest word is fear. We're scared. So we stop breathing. We hold, we tense the diaphragm. Hence, our lower back is tense and doesn't move. So this is subtle, but probably one of the most profound movements that you can learn for yourself. Is to free up your diaphragm, is to free up your lower back, and it also means to become more vulnerable. So just try it once or twice more of, again, taking in a breath, holding it, and pushing and pulling the breath back and forth. And really feeling and getting to know that relationship between the belly pushing forward and the little arch in your lower back. And then when you suck your belly in and your chest expands, the lower back flattens. So it's a relationship between these two parts that are huge. Excellent. Okay, from there, let's let it go. Lengthen your legs and just rest. Let your breathing rest and just observe how you feel now. So just observe from doing this diaphragmic movement with your breath, how things have already changed. Perhaps your lower back feels more at ease. It's wider, it's longer. Your pelvis is flatter. Maybe your breath, your natural breath and breathing is larger. Okay, so you're going to go back to bending your knees. You're going to continue to have in your awareness this area called the tanden, which is from the belly button to the pubic bone in the back of your mind. Okay? You're going to bring your right hand behind your head, and you're going to bring your right knee into your chest so that your left hand can reach below the kneecap. There you go. Now, with being aware of this area, the tanden, you're going to lift your head at the same time as bring your right knee. So you fold yourself, and then you unfold. And as you do this, you're feeling what occurs on the front side, that tanden area. But on the back side, your lower back sinks to the floor. But not only does it do that, if you can think about the lower back getting longer. Beautiful. Okay, now what we're going to do is you're going to keep your right knee up, but you're going to change your hands. So the left hand comes behind your head and the right hand below your knee. And this just changes the orientation of your ribs a little bit as you fold again. So you think of folding, you think of the tanden area comes in, the lower back flattens, and you fold on your exhale. So as you exhale, you lift the head and meet the knee, and you also think about your lower back getting longer. Beautiful. Okay, pause for a moment. Have both legs standing, rest your arms, and just observe, first of all, that length, that idea of length in your lower back. And I'd like to see you expand it now into the tailbone area, or we also call that tailbone area the sacrum. That's the bony part that you're feeling right now that's in between your two buttocks. Right? So it's the area that's below the lower back part of your spine. It's called the sacrum or tailbone. So we're going to see if we can add length all the way down into that area. So begin to do your seesaw breathing again. So you're going to take in a breath, big breath, hold it, push it down, and pull it up. Beautiful, Kevin. It's Kevin, right? Beautiful. So just notice how the pushing down is getting bigger, right? And so as you push down, can you imagine it's not just in the belly that you push into your hips and then you push into the backside where that sacrum is. So the diaphragm being like a balloon, it's like this balloon is expanding on all sides, deep down inside you. And then you pull it up, and then you push it down again. Again, you just do this 3 or 4 times, and then you take a pause. Everybody has a different rhythm, so you just go with your rhythm. You don't need to be in sync with any of your neighbors. Now, I'd like you to just continue with this a little longer, so just pace yourself, because the next thing you're going to add in is bringing some attention and awareness up to your mouth. And see if you can begin, as you're doing this seesaw movement with your breath, just begin to widen your mouth a little bit, as if you are going to start to smile. So the corners of your mouth start to widen. And it's incredible what you will feel the moment that you introduce this to yourself. Something begins to happen in your lower jaw, in the back of your throat. Right, so if somebody's upset, somebody's tense, somebody's holding their breath and breathing, they're holding in their jaw, and they're holding in their mouth. Right, so the moment you encourage the beginning of that smile, you widen, your jaw lets go, your breath frees up, right, all the tension in your face. If you really pay attention, all the tension that's in your face releases. Anything around your cheeks, your eyes, as soon as you start to widen the corners of your mouth, beginning to go in a smile, there's just like this total, let go. So at the same time as you're widening the corners of your mouth, beginning to smile, you draw some attention to the area around your eyes, how those muscles soften and let go. Again, in your cheeks, your jaw. Beautiful. And then we're going to let the breath and breathing go. You're going to lengthen your legs for a moment and just pause. Feeling and sensing, I'm going to call the lingering effects of widening your smile, working with the seesaw movement of your breath. So what changes have occurred? The softness that you're sensing in your face now, the length in your lower back into your sacrum. And now I'm going to ask you to draw some attention upward from the lower back. You go into an area we call the thoracic spine, and that connects you up to your cervical spine. So you're going to draw into your awareness that area, because we're going to start to acquire length up there as well. So just noticing how that area feels all the way up to your neck and into your cervical spine, which goes all the way to the base of your skull. So now you have in your mind, in your image, your entire spine. And then you're going to bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And we're going to bring once again the right hand behind your head. Bring your right knee up. And that's it. Get a hold of your right knee with the left hand. We're going to go back to this movement of folding, lifting your head and bringing the knee in. At the same time you do this on your exhale, as you think of now lengthening the whole spine. Right, so as your head comes up, you think of that thoracic spine gets longer as you fold, and then you let it go. You go back to the beginning. So there's no intention to stretch or pull. All you're doing is lifting your head and drawing your knee in. And in your thought, it's occurring to you, my spine is lengthening. Your chest is softening and folding, so is the belly and the tanden area. Beautiful. And now you're going to change hands. And again, it's best to do this on the exhale so that you can really allow the front side of you to fold and be soft. And the back side is acquiring length. So you gently fold and unfold. And it's not an exercise. You're just moving yourself. And in the movement, you're creating space and creating length. Beautiful. And let's pause for a moment. Having your legs stand, rest your arms by your hands. Arms on the floor, sorry. By your legs, I meant. Keep your legs bent. And now let's go into our seesaw movement before we change the legs that we're holding. So you'll take in a breath, hold it, and push the diaphragm and belly out and pull it back in. And as you're doing this seesaw breathing, your awareness expands into the movement that's happening in the upper back now, right? Into that thoracic spine. So when you push the belly out, you can feel a tug higher up now, not just with the lower back, but it's like it's catching. So not tilting your pelvis. Lynn? Stop. So just stay where you're at. Take in a breath. It's too big. You lose the breath and you start tilting. You need to really get, so there's this fine line. So I'm kind of mildly correcting someone, Lynn here. She's been coming for a long time. Sometimes when things are so familiar, we don't realize we kind of go over this other little, over the edge. So you, again, you take in a breath, and the breath moving from your belly back up to your chest is what creates the movement. You don't move your pelvis, but it's so easy to start moving the pelvis. So take in a breath, hold it, now push your belly out. That's it, now pull, that's the movement. Okay, so do it again. Now really push the belly out. Push, 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 and I want that upper back to arch. Yes, but don't you make it. Let it naturally, there, and now pull it in. Yeah, and make sure that you don't try too many rounds and then you can't breathe. Lisa, you're just doing fabulous. So, Take a breath in. Beautiful. And now push out the belly and push more. And feel, yes, push more. So now you get an arch higher up in your spine. That was beautiful. Hold, that's it, Kevin. Now push it down. That's it, feel the arch all the way up and now suck it back up. Kevin, you're like my star student today. You are doing beautiful. You are just doing absolutely beautiful, right? So your breath is probably the most powerful and potent movement in your entire self because it moves the whole skeleton, it's moving the ribs, right? So you can imagine when we shut down and we hold our breath, right? We shut down a lot of movement, just normal organic movement to be alive. How are we doing, Lori?
I'm not sure I'm doing it right.
Now, yeah, so take in a breath and hold it. So start again. Okay, take, yeah, hold, don't exhale, and now push down. Push your belly, nope, that's an exhale. Now don't breathe, and now push down. Push your belly out. And now suck back in. And now really push your belly out. Really push, 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 push. You don't have to exhale though. And now pull in. And then push out. Good. I just feel like if we put your jacket under your head, just
that
a
is not mine.
Oh! Let me go get, I just want a little something because I think that that's what's not working for you. So everybody just keep with yourself. Here. Let me see. Okay. Let me try a little more. Okay. There. Right. Ah. There we go.
Really?
Yep. So, does that feel too much?
It's okay. I mean, I'm really not breathing, so whatever you say is good.
Let's see if that looks better. Yeah, that looks better. Okay, so take in a breath, expand your chest, hold it, don't breathe, push it down, push that belly out, that's better. And now pull it back up. Now see if you can feel in the backside of you better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was exhaling.
Yeah, yeah, and well, your head was kind of, it was like your head was hanging back too much and caught in your throat.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Okay. You're going to pause with that and we're going to bring your left knee into your chest. You're going to get a hold of it with your right hand and your left hand behind your head. And you're gently going to fold yourself, again, lifting your head, bringing the knee and head towards each other and away. And you fold on the exhale. And again, in your mind and in your thought, this is not a stretch. What you're thinking about is lengthening the backside of your spine. As you fold on the exhale, you're acquiring a longer spine. Not by stretching, not by pulling, and not by forcing. Just because you're letting the air out of your lungs and you're moving in a direction of folding. Beautiful. And now you're going to change hands. Left hand now with left knee. That's it. And continue to, on the exhale, fold. Beautiful, Lisa. And unfold. Super, super nice. Okay, and let's let it all go. Let's lengthen your legs. Rest your arms down by your side. And just become quiet. And allow whatever shows up to show up in your thought. So I'm not going to direct it right now. But just allow whatever thoughts come. What's the first thing that enters your awareness? So it might be sensing the contact with the floor. It might be noticing your breath and breathing. And then continuing to have your legs long, your arms by your side, is to start to bring some awareness to the length of your spine, to that area of your sacrum, lower back all the way up, noticing how things feel longer. And then just noticing now your natural breath, which is what we started with, the four counts of your breath, or the four parts, the inhalation, the pause, the exhalation and pause, and just observing it. It may feel as if your breath is a little larger, it's expanded, it fills up more of you, and that your exhale's a little longer, and that somehow they connect smoother, right? The relationship is more fluid. And then asking yourself, do you like what you're feeling, what you're sensing, what you're developing? Now, if we can, continue with our legs long for a little bit, continuing to notice the four parts of your breath and breathing, not changing anything, just in an observation. You're slowly going to bring awareness and attention back to your mouth, back to widening the corners of your mouth, the beginnings of a smile, and then actually going into a smile, but just taking your time so you make it a little bit larger, just a tiny bit larger. So the corners start to widen and you just introduce that smile, and at the same time, noticing in the background the four parts of your breath and breathing, and then again noticing with the widening of your mouth, creating this beginning of the smile, the softness in your lower jaw, in your throat, the release of tension around your eyes, the softness in your forehead, right? So often people have like these deep frowns, you know, people now spend a lot of money getting Botox, right? To get rid of these lines in between their eyebrows. And what that comes from is the holding in their mouth and jaw. So if those people just learn to create a smile, those lines would go away. So you create the smile and then you just let it go. And then you come back to it. And then you begin to notice that the softening in your forehead, the softening around your eyes and behind your eyes, around your nostrils and into your jaw, that softening continues to linger. So it's starting to stay with you even when you release the widening of the corner of your mouth. Right, so it's developing a softness towards oneself, a softness towards the rest of the world. Just the beginnings of a smile. And can you start to notice that it also creates a softness all the way down into the area of the sacrum, the tanden, So again, as the corners of your mouth widen and you begin to smile, all the way down in that lower area of your belly, it relaxes. It lets go. I mean, it's really quite extraordinary. You can't smile and have tension. It's pretty wild. So you start to smile, and whatever tension you have, whether it's hands, feet, belly, lower back, it's like it dissolves. So maybe thinking of introducing this smile is a way of introducing softness and being at ease with yourself.